Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in the Maldives to hold talks with Maldivian President on issues of mutual interest, including comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. Both Houses of Parliament face adjournment amid opposition uproar. Election Commission appoints returning officer and assistant returning officers for 2025 vice presidential election. 7 students die as portion of school building collapses in Jhalawar district of Rajasthan. Death toll in Thai-Cambodia clashes rises to 14. Indian Embassy in Thailand issues a travel advisory urging Indian tourists to remain vigilant. And in cricket, England to resume their first innings on day 3 at overnight score of 225 for 2 in Manchester this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Malé, the Maldives, on the second leg of his two-nation visit. This marks the Prime Minister's third visit to the Maldives and the first visit by a head of state to the Maldives during the presidency of Dr. Mohamed Muizzo. In a special gesture, President of the Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizzo, received the Prime Minister at the airport. The Prime Minister said he is deeply touched by this gesture of President Muizzo. He said the Inter-Maldives friendship will scale new heights of progress in times to come. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was accorded a warm and vibrant cultural reception at Velala International Airport in Malé, greeted by enthusiastic Maldivian citizens. This vibrant welcome underscored the strong and growing ties between two nations. The Indian diaspora also turned out in large numbers to extend warm welcome to the Prime Minister. Chow dance performance of Indian children was appreciated by everyone. Afternoon, the Prime Minister will hold discussions on the issues of mutual interest with President Muizzo. Two leaders will also take stock of the progress in the implementation of India-Maldives joint vision for a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership adopted during the state visit of President of Maldives to India in October 2024. Both nations are expected to sign several MOUs. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashvani News, Malé, Maldives.
Talking to Akashvani, High Commissioner of India to the Maldives, G. Balasubramanian, said during President Muizzo's visit to India last year, the RuPay card was launched in the Maldives. He informed that both sides are engaged in serious negotiations regarding the launch of UPI in the Maldives.
Both sides are on at very serious level of negotiations in terms of launching the UPI also. I would say that we are more or less there. And once it is agreed by both the countries, there will be some terms and conditions under which the implementation period will be decided. And I'm sure in the near future, it would be possible for citizens of both the countries to avail of the benefit of UPI, which has been a great success in India.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in London yesterday. The two leaders discussed regional and global issues of mutual interest. India and the UK also signed a landmark free trade agreement, FTA, which is expected to enhance bilateral trade, investment and job creation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the landmark India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement will empower Indian farmers, fishermen, artisans and small businesses while ensuring quality products at better prices for every day. Mr. Modi said this while sharing an article written by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal for a National Daily in a social media post. The article is titled Benchmark Deal Trade Will Double by 2030. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. while the Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition ruckus over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., the House remembered the country's brave soldiers and paid tributes on the eve of the 26th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Divas. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla recalled the bravery and valour of the Indian Armed Forces who sacrificed their life to protect the nation.
कारगिल युद्ध में हमारी सेना ने कठिन भौगोलिक बाधाओं प्रतिकूल मौसम का सामना करते हुए राष्ट्रीय प्रभुता और अखंडता की रक्षा में असाधारण वीरता अदम्य साहस शौर्य और संकल्प का परिचय दिया और अनंत विजय प्राप्त की है। आज हम इस अवसर पर अपने वीर सैनिकों को नमन करते हैं जिन्होंने अपनी राष्ट्र की सुरक्षा में अपना सर्वोच्च बलिदान दिया।
The House also observed silence in honor of the country's brave soldiers. Soon after this, Mr. Birla tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members trooped into the well of the House, demanding discussion on various issues, including special intensive revision in Bihar and its rollback. Mr. Birla urged the opposition to allow the question hour, saying their conduct lacked dignity, but the opposition members did not pay heed to his appeal and continued with their protest, forcing the House to be adjourned till 2 p.m.
मैं फिर आपसे कह रहा हूँ, आप आइए, हर चर्चा गतिरोध को समाप्त करेंगे, सरकार के प्रतिनिधि होंगे, आपके प्रतिनिधि होंगे, अगर कुछ मुद्दों पे समाधान निकलता है तो उचित नहीं है, नहीं तो आपको अपनी असहमति दर्ज कराने का लोकतंत्र में अधिकार है, लेकिन असहमति संसदीय लोकतंत्र की परंपराओं पर पार्टी के अनुसार होना चाहिए। आप सदन नहीं चलाना चाहते, सदन की कार्यवाही आज 2 बजे तक के लिए स्थगित की जाती है।
And we are now joined by our correspondent Anand for more details. Tell us, Anand, what highlights can you share on today's proceedings in Parliament?
The proceedings of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha were disrupted for the 5th consecutive day of the monsoon session due to the opposition uproar on various issues. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned till 12 noon and then finally for the day. Opposition members continued with their protest, demanding discussion on different issues, including a special intensive revision in Bihar. Meanwhile, 3 DMK members and MNM chief Kamal Hassan took oath as members of the Rajya Sabha. Due to the continuous sloganeering by the opposition, even the zero hour and question hour could not take place in the house. When the Lok Sabha assembled in the morning, the members paid tributes to the country's brave soldiers on the eve of the 26th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Diwas. After this, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tried to run the question hour, but due to the opposition protest, the house was adjourned till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, Lok Sabha Speaker held a meeting with leaders of all parties in which a consensus was made to ensure a smooth functioning of the house from Monday. Now, the Lok Sabha has reassembled to take up the listed business. Back to you, Valsa.
Right, thank you for that update, Anand. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that for the first time, a team of over 2,000 scientists visited more than 7,900 villages under the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan. Replying to a question in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Chauhan stated that the scientists collected detailed information on the agro-climatic conditions of each village.
Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan. हमारे हजारों वैज्ञानिक गांव में गए, 7,900 से ज्यादा गांव में हमारे वैज्ञानिक गए और वो खाली हाथ नहीं गए। उस गांव की एग्रो क्लाइमेटिक कंडीशंस क्या है और उस कंडीशंस में गांव में जो माटी है उसमें पोषक तत्व कौन से हैं, उनको ध्यान में रखते हुए वहाँ कौन सी फसल उगाई जाए, कौन से बीज उपयुक्त रहेंगे, ये जानकारी लेके गए।
Indian ports have significantly improved their average turnaround time for ships, outperforming many advanced nations. Speaking at the Maritime Financing Summit 2025, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal stated that the turnaround time, the total time a ship spends at port, from arrival to departure, including loading, unloading and related port operations, has decreased from 4 days to less than 1 day.
Today, our vessel turnaround time has reduced from 4 days to less than 1 day. And it is much better than advanced nations such as Canada, Australia, USA and Germany. So this gives us a lot of encouragement. Containerized cargo handled by major ports show a remarkable 70% increase over their decades, growing from 7.9 million TEUs in 2014 to 13.5 million TEUs last year.
The Election Commission of India, in consultation with the Ministry of Law and Justice, has appointed the Secretary General Rajya Sabha as the returning officer for the ensuing vice presidential election 2025. The Commission has also appointed Joint Secretary Rajya Sabha Secretariat and Director Rajya Sabha Secretariat as assistant returning officers during the course of the vice presidential election 2025. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, MIB, Government of India, has issued a notification directing internet service providers to disable public access within India to 25 websites identified as hosting prohibited material. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Rajasthan, 7 students died and more than 20 were injured when a school building collapsed in a village in Manohar Thana Assembly constituency of Jhalawar district. The incident took place in Government Upper Primary School Biplodi. Superintendent of Police of Jhalawar Amit Kumar told Akashvani that 10 seriously injured children have been referred to Jhalawar Medical College for treatment. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the death of students. A drone-launched precision-guided missile has been successfully test-fired by the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, at a test range in Andhra Pradesh. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh informed over social media today that the flight trials were carried out in Kurnool. More from our correspondent.
The 12.5 kg fire-and-forget air-to-surface missile is powered by a compact dual-thrust solid propulsion unit, enabling it to reach a maximum range of 4 km during daytime operations and 2.5 km at night. It also incorporates a two-way data link for communication and offers multiple warhead options to engage a variety of static and moving targets. Designed, developed, and tested by DRDO, the ULPGM V3, also referred to as ULMER Extended Range Variant, is an advanced version of DRDO's UAV-launched precision munition and features passive homing using an imaging infrared seeker, allowing for accurate engagement in both day and night conditions. Henry for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert over Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra for extremely heavy rainfall today. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand till the 28th of this month. 14 Thai nationals have been killed and 46 others injured in military clashes near the Thailand-Cambodia border, following a landmine explosion on Wednesday that wounded 5 Thai soldiers. The incident triggered the expulsion of ambassadors by both countries and led to a sharp diplomatic fallout. Amid the escalating tensions, the Indian Embassy in Thailand issued a travel advisory today, urging Indian tourists to remain vigilant, particularly in areas close to the border. In cricket, England were 225 for 2 in their first innings against India at stumps on day 2 of 4th Test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester yesterday. Hosts England are currently trailing by 133 runs as Indian innings ended at 358 runs. England captain Ben Stokes claimed his first 5-wicket haul in 8 years. India's number one women's chess player Koneru Hampi defeated China's top seed Lei Tingqia in the FIDE Women's World Cup in Batumi, Georgia last night. In an exciting semi-final tiebreak played in both the rapid and blitz formats, Hampi prevailed over Tingqia 5-3 to set up an all-Indian title clash with her admirer, 19-year-old Divya Deshmukh. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in the Maldives to hold talks with Maldivian President on issues of mutual interest, including comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. Both Houses of Parliament face adjournment amid opposition uproar. Election Commission appoints returning officer and assistant returning officers for 2025 vice presidential election. Seven students die as portion of school building collapses in Jhalawar district of Rajasthan. Death toll in Thai-Cambodia clashes rises to 14. Indian Embassy in Thailand issues travelers advisory urging Indian tourists to remain vigilant. And with that, we end the midday news.